This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 173, and our topic of discussion today is three reasons to have support systems. This podcast today will be kind of bentish. Rantish, yeah, but it will all connect to support system. But before I start venting to you, i.e. my support system out there in the internet land, my aka Dr. Phil crew, I want to know, how are you doing today? I really hope that you had a wonderful day today, because I'm kind of tardy for the party with this podcast right here because of the transition that I have going on in my life right now. I have stepped into the classroom as an art educator, and just a lot of things have kind of flip-flopped on my schedule. And so, I'm going to try this whole batching thing out pretty soon. So forgive me for the Tardy for the Party podcast, but hopefully you still may find some value or some encouragement or something in this episode. But anyway, back to your day, because I just interrupted me asking you about your day. And I put all my business in there, and now I'm back on you. So I apologize. But I hope you didn't make the best of today. You already know we must be intentional, because I know people are going to try you. People are going to try to piss in your face and call it rain. But what I want you to do as best as you can, and that's put a smile on your pretty face and walk it out and make this day work for you. Okay, so we're talking about three reasons to have support systems. I want to open this up with a quote from a lady by the name of Sabrina Bryan. You can do anything as long as you have the passion, the drive, the focus, and the support. I think so many of us have the first three things and we think the fourth thing doesn't matter, but it does. Support systems in the medical terminology is a network of people who provides an individual with practical or emotional support. But even when you think about it from a medical standpoint or a science standpoint in the anatomy of our bodies, we function off of major support systems. And I'm meaning in the makeup of our bodies, in the makeup of the human anatomy. There are 11 major organ systems that our bodies uses miraculously, by the way, that we depend on, that we need. And one of the most important systems being our nervous system, because this is where the brain is tied into. It's the brain, the spinal cord, and the nerves. And this system controls how we send, receive, and process nerve impulses throughout our bodies. That's a pretty powerful and amazing responsibility. So I brought all that nerdish information up because I want you to understand that having the support is necessary. Even though we like to be long rangers, even though, you know, it's, you know, me against the world and all this and that, the support is a huge part to you seeing the success that you want to see on this journey. Now that I've sprinkled a little nugget of value, I hope. Can I sprinkle a little rant insert my rant. Once again, y'all are my support system. So as I have transitioned into my whole new role of being an educator, I first want to take my hat off to all the educators out there in the internet land, wherever you may be in America or in other countries. We thank you for your service, like, honestly, because it's definitely a huge responsibility. It's a form of support system to the youth that is so necessary, that is so vital, and it's sickening at times to see how it's undervalued monetarily through our government. But, you know, we're going to keep walking that thing out and moving mountains. But anywho, yeah, I just want to let y'all know during this process, if there's ever little inserts of podcast episodes where you hear some ranting or some venting or any of that about the transition onto my new path, please know that you guys are like my Dr. Fields. Without me ever meeting you, without me ever knowing your names, you're my support system. And so that's why I really wanted to talk about that on this podcast. So love you much, and I appreciate you for it in advance, just by allowing me to woosah. This is therapeutic for me. So just as much as I pray that I'm offering value, please don't get it twisted that the reason I use a more girl talk style to my podcast is because I truly feel we are in this together. We're all on our own journeys, figuring this thing called life out, and we're trying to do it in a great way. Some of you guys reach out to me through email, and I appreciate it, and I thank you so much for your feedback. Some of you actually have left our reviews on iTunes, and I would love to see many more. So if you haven't done so already, take some time to go to iTunes and leave me a review. Or if you are Android, go to Google Play and leave me a review. I want to hear what you have to say. But either way, I look at you as my support system. Now, I just want to share three reasons to have support systems, because I'm no different. I'm sure someone can relate to the fact that you may be in a season of transition. You may be in whatever you are in on your journey. And in order for you to see the success or the result or the breakthrough that you want, support is an important ingredient to that breakthrough and to that success. And so, three reasons on why you should have a support system. The first, I would say, is because it does make facing the challenges less difficult. For one, our brains already, we're not that, you know, suited for change, in the sense that our brains are lazy and it likes routine. So when you do shift it up on it, it's like, hold up, wait a minute, rewind, DVR this, pause it. When you have that support system, it makes facing those challenges less difficult. It makes it less overwhelming and less stressful, because that's bound to happen. Stress is bound to happen on any journey, whether it's you're in a, you know, stepping up to a new promotion or level, or you're having to face a true storm in your life. Stress is bound to happen. And getting insight and assistance from people who are within your support system is important. The second thing that I want to talk about on the reason why you should have support systems is you get a venting and check me if I'm wrong type of support. Now, this one right here, we all have people who we can vent to. And very similar to our bodies, it's like you got the digestive system, then you got the respiratory system. The digestive system ain't got nothing to do with the respiratory system, just like it has nothing to do with the nervous system. So I say all that to say, the same way that we have these different support or organ systems in our bodies, this particular support system right here, where someone can check you if you're either going towards the wrong path or making the wrong decision or whatever, this part of the system is not made for everybody. You know, you have some of those friends that you know you can't tell too much to because their mouth is going to spill over like diarrhea. But then you may have someone else in your circle that you told plenty of things to and you haven't heard a peep yet, because they know how to keep their mouths closed like a welded, you know, like a piece of welded metal. So that's what I mean. you have to respect what person and what group is supposed to be for what support system. Don't try to make your respiratory system do a job that the digestive system is supposed to do. Basically, what I'm saying is don't try to put the wrong value into the wrong system, because you're going to be mad when you don't get that support that you need, because that function is not for that person. The last thing that I want to talk about is you get your own VIP cheering section. We're not even going to act like we don't like people to cheer for us. We all need positive praise and positive reinforcement. We are no different from when we were kids. You do something good, you know, you want someone to support you. Even when times are struggling, you need someone in your corner to say, you know what, you got this. I know it's hard. You know, I know you've, you know, failed a couple times, or I know you've had to take a few detours, but you got it. And that is necessary on this journey. It helps build your self-esteem. It helps build your tenacity and your resiliency. And it gives you a sense of empowerment. And we all need to feel empowered in order to take that next step. Because taking a step towards difference and change is a struggle. It's more difficult for some than others. But either way, it's a struggle. And so you want to be empowered on this journey of wherever you're headed to. Those are the three reasons why I feel we should have support systems. Now, everyone's support systems won't be the same, because I know sometimes it's like there may be that person out there like, yeah, but I don't even have support. Like, my mama don't support me, and my family don't support me. I'm out here all by myself. I know that we would like to have certain ideals on what we feel like our support system should look like. But what I would dare to challenge you on is don't get caught up in where you're not receiving support from. Yes, we all want it from our closest family or our kin or whatever have you, but it's not always going to turn out like that for everybody. But what I would say is just to count the blessings of support that you do have and value those, because it doesn't necessarily have to come from where you feel like it should come from, as long as you're getting it and as long as it's authentic and as long as it's empowering your life. Now, for those of you who may feel like, you know what, Ani, I don't even really think you understand. I really don't have a support system. I'm out here on my own. I'm making it happen for myself. You know that I do believe in a higher power, if you have listened to this podcast long enough. So I just want to close out with a quote from Ayala that I think would kind of be perfect for that person who may feel like, hey, I don't have that support system. I believe that our higher power can be that until further notice and you get additional support system, because I believe whatever higher power you believe in should be always the ultimate support system, and just having the additional added is a bonus. But this is first and furthermore the most important support system. But here's the quote from Ayala. In my deepest, darkest moments, what really got me through was a prayer. Sometimes my prayer was help me. Sometimes a prayer was thank you. What I've discovered is that intimate connection and communication with my Creator will always get me through, because I know my support, my help, is just a prayer away. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Head on over to AniJohnson.com/S173 and share your thoughts with me. Let me know what you think. I thank you guys so much for listening to Girl to Woman. I thank you for giving me this podcast episode to kind of let me rant and vent a little bit about my transition and being my support system. If you're listening to me on the go, I definitely would appreciate it if you leave me a review on either iTunes or Stitcher Radio, because it will allow other people to really see the podcast and get it shared out more. And I look to share this podcast with as many people as I can, because I feel this is something that's needed in our time. Also, share this with a friend today who you may feel would like to hear this episode. Until we talk again, know that you are amazing even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.